Altogether, almost half of human genes, the largest proportion yet found in any organism, don't do anything at all, as far as we can tell, except reproduce themselves. All organisms are in some sense slaves to their genes. That's why salmon and spiders and other types of creatures, more or less beyond counting, are prepared to die in the process of mating. The desire to breed, to disperse one's genes, is the most powerful impulse in nature. As Sherwin B. Newland has put it, empires fall, ids explode, great symphonies are written, and behind all of it is a single instinct that demands satisfaction. From an evolutionary point of view, sex is really just a reward mechanism to encourage us to pass on our genetic material. Scientists had only barely absorbed the surprising news that most of our DNA doesn't do anything when even more unexpected findings began to turn up. First in Germany and then in Switzerland, researchers performed some rather bizarre experiments that produced curiously unbizarre outcomes. In one, they took the gene that controlled the development of a mouse's eye and inserted it into the larva of a fruit fly. The thought was that it might produce something interestingly grotesque. In fact, the mouse eye gene not only made a viable eye in the fruit fly, it made a fly's eye. Here were two creatures that hadn't shared a common ancestor for 500 million years, yet could swap genetic material as if they were sisters.